Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you, and I'm here with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
So glad to see you here this morning.
Happy to be here.
So today we're going to be discussing Lesson 64 in A Course in Miracles here at The Best Hour. So we appreciate you, Mighty Companion, for joining with us in our conversation in A Course in Miracles workbook. Before we begin this very important lesson, let's take a good deep breath and join together in a moment of silence. Let me not forget my function. Today's idea is merely another way of saying, let me not wander into temptation. The purpose of the world you see is to obscure your function of forgiveness and provide you with a justification for forgetting it. It is the temptation to abandon God and His Son, taking on a physical appearance. It is this which the body's eyes look upon.
Nothing the body's eyes seem to see can be anything but a form of temptation, since this was the purpose of the body itself. Yet we have learned that the Holy Spirit has another use for all the illusions you have made, and therefore He sees another purpose in them. To the Holy Spirit, the world is a place where you learn to forgive yourself what you think of as your sins. In this perception, the physical appearance of temptation becomes the spiritual recognition of salvation.
To review our last few lessons, your function here is to be the light of the world, a function given you by God. It is only the arrogance of the ego that leads you to question this, and only the fear of the ego that induces you to regard yourself as unworthy of the task assigned to you by God Himself.
The world's salvation awaits your forgiveness, because through it does the Son of God escape from all illusions and thus from all temptation. The Son of God is you. Only by fulfilling the function given you by God will you be happy. That is because your function is to be happy by using the means by which happiness becomes inevitable.
There is no other way. Therefore, every time you choose whether or not to fulfill your function, you're really choosing whether to be happy or not. Let us remember this today. Let us remember ourselves. Let us remind ourselves of it in the morning and again at night, and all through the day as well.
Prepare yourself in advance for all the decisions you will make today by remembering that they are really very simple. Each one will lead to happiness or unhappiness. Can such a simple decision really be difficult to make? Let not the form of the decision deceive you. Complexity of form does not imply complexity of content. It is impossible that any decision on earth can have a content different from just this one simple choice. That is the only choice the Holy Spirit sees. Therefore, it is the only choice there is.
Today, then, let us practice with these thoughts. Let me not forget my function. Let me not try to substitute mine for God's. Let me forgive and be happy.
At least once, devote 10 or 15 minutes to reflecting on this with eyes closed. Related thoughts will come to help you if you remember the crucial importance of your function to you and to the world.
In the frequent applications of today's idea to be made throughout the day, devote several minutes to reviewing these thoughts and then to thinking about them and about nothing else. This will be difficult at first, particularly since you are not proficient in the mind discipline which it requires. You may need to repeat, "Let me not forget my function," quite often, to help you concentrate.
Two forms of shorter practice periods are required. At times, do the exercises with your eyes closed, trying to concentrate on the thoughts you are applying. At other times, keep your eyes open after reviewing the thoughts and look slowly and unselectively about you, telling yourself, "This is the world it is my function to save."
Let me not forget my function. And so it is. Again, let's join together for another brief moment of silence. And we'll begin a little discussion about this really important lesson. Well, I guess we've been given the assignment now, right? We are the salvation of the world. And as we talked about yesterday, that can be definitely intimidating to the ego. It can cause us to have some real resistance to even the idea. I mean, I couldn't possibly be the salvation of the world. This is just this little me. I mean, you know, we go through so many life experiences where we feel like we don't matter. We go through so many choices where we feel like even our choices that we've made when we have an opportunity for our voice to be heard isn't really being heard. And all of those are experiences of the ego construct self, the personality self. We like to call it the small self or the ego self or the separated self. But this is an assignment for who you really are. This is an assignment for who each of us is as an idea in the mind of God, as an extension of God, as Christ. In perfect safety, we release all tension and we participate in the unity and sharing of the will of God, which is that we all wake up from an illusion of separation and we can be the awakened self. We can be the capital S self-conscious self expressing and existing in form. And that is our function. And so the idols, the temptations that we look at or whatever the eyes see, the human eyes, the body's eyes see, is the temptation to fall into judgment, to give something meaning. But we're asked to step back, withhold judgment, withhold the pattern, and begin to develop a new pattern of being present. A new pattern of being observant, a new pattern of joining at the very center of our being and the heart space, knowing that that is where we truly are already in union and relationship with love itself, and ask that self to be how we express as. Let me not forget my function.
Let me not wander into temptation. Mm. That's very familiar. That's kind of a snippet from the Lord's Prayer. Let me not wander into temptation. And this lesson is basically saying that everything that the body's eyes see, the purpose and function of it is actually to lure us into temptation. And, you know, I really don't like that. That just feels so sinister to me. You know, how could that be? And yet, as the dreamer of this particular dream, it is kind of like one of those wacky, you know, illusory funhouse experiences. Mm-hmm. And when I began on my spiritual path and became a spiritual counselor and a prayer practitioner, you know, using the healing modality of prayer, which is really simply to align my consciousness with the consciousness and the mind of God and to see from there, we were practicing what biblically has been said and attributed to Jesus, to see beyond appearances, to see beyond the appearances of form, to see beyond conditions, because we have been mesmerized into believing that form and conditions and effect are cause. This is the upside down, backwards thinking of the ego separated, disunified thought system that this fun house, crazy house, I don't know what they're called, you know, would have us believe. And then we look at these things that are distorted and disorienting, and we look to it for our safety, for our security, and for our orientation. No wonder, you know, we're kind of dizzy and all screwed up at times in our lives. And so we're really looking beyond appearances, not using the body eyes, but using the vision of Christ, the vision of God, to see, to orient, to be our source, to be our guide in this particular experience. And that everything that we see, so okay, it's leading us into temptation, but the Holy Spirit, our own right mind, doesn't see it that way. The Holy Spirit, being just so phenomenally brilliant, sees it as the opportunity to achieve our goal, to arrive at our divine identity. And how do we do that? We do that by forgiving ourselves what we think of as our sins. We forgive ourselves what we think of as our sins. This is huge. We forgive ourselves of the judgment and attack of our own self. Sometimes it masks itself and it looks like we're attacking somebody else or judging something else. No, it's ever only a self-attack. And so the Holy Spirit sees this not as tombstones, but as stepping stones. And stepping stones to what? Stepping stones to our divine identity. And the pathway is through forgiving ourselves of our sins. So we get to lighten up. We get to let ourselves off the hook and feel that. Let your shoulders drop right now. Take a deep breath. I'm not a sinner. I am not born of sin. I am a holy and beloved Son of God. I am created of love. Therefore, I am love, loving and lovable. I can take a breath and I can let go of the past and the anxiety about the future, and I can anchor in this now, holy instant, this now moment, and remember only love. If we can remember that every circumstance, every event, everything that we experience in the world is the opportunity to shift tombstones to stepping stones to our divine identity, we go about our day in a completely different way. And that we realize that the form something takes, we realize that the context, the situation doesn't matter. What's always the same is the content. And the content is offering to the Holy Spirit, forgiving myself for the sins I thought I made, and allowing the Holy Spirit, my divine right mind, to show me only love about myself. And when I can see only love about myself, I'm going to then see with the eyes of love, and I see you, my brother and sister, in love as well. This is a happy, joyous pathway. Let me not substitute my function, my egoic function, for this function, for the Holy Spirit's function this day. Let me just forgive and be happy. Let me forgive myself and be happy. Let me let myself off the hook once and for all and just be happy. Be in the now moment. Let go of the past. And as I do that, I let go of the past of you, brother and sister. And I let you be new. Let you be revealed to me now. Not based on what I thought happened in the past, not based on my perception, not based on form, not based on circumstance. This is freedom. This is freedom. This is our happiness. Let me not forget my function today. Let me not forget my function today.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
And thank you, Mighty Companion, for being with us. You are dearly loved. You are the salvation of the world.
You betcha. Right back at ya.
Yeah, that's awesome. Stay the course. We'll be right here with you.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send